Hi there. Molly and I are really busy wrapping presents. These aren't just any old ordinary presents, are they, Molly? No. These presents are special. You want to know why? Tonight is a special holiday. It is. It's the longest night of the year. We get to stay awake all night long. It's true. All the clowns get together and we sing and tell stories and this is the best part. Stay awake all night long. Actually, I really don't know why we stay awake all night long. I just think it's really cool. What's that? Oh, right, the presents. We get to give each other presents. That's also really neat. Oh, yes, Molly, you're right. Presents aren't the only thing we give each other on the longest night. We also give wishes. Molly, I said wishes, not fishes. Yeesh. The most important thing clowns give each other on the longest night is a wish. You give your friend a wish that will last the whole year until the next longest night when you can give them a new wish. Yep. And do you know what clowns always wish each other? Just two things. To be comfy and to be full of joy. Mm-hmm. And that's what the longest night of the year is all about. Sort of. That and, getting to stay up all night long! Yay!
Oh, gosh. If I'm gonna be able to stay awake all night long, I better go stretch on my clock rug. Be back soon.
Sometimes I pretend I'm the hands of a clock. Watch. I wonder where Molly has gone. Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to go outside to Granny's all by myself. Molly! There you are! Don't worry, Molly. I wouldn't have gone outside and left you here all alone, not on the longest night of the year. Which reminds me, we should get ready to go. What should we bring, Molly? Oh, right, Granny's present. Mm-hmm. And since we get to stay up all night long, we should be prepared. Let's see now. Oh. No. Rubber chicken? Nah. Hey, maybe we should bring this clown kazoo to make music. Gee, I wonder what the Foley family is doing for the holidays. I hope they're having fun.
Oh, my God.
Tree is so cute. I guess you could call it foliage. Molly, are you going to bring your fishing pole to Granny's? It's all cold and snowy outside. Are you sure? Okay. Maybe she wants to go ice fishing. Catch a little ice. What should I bring along? Remembered something. It's winter outside. That means there's lots of snow and ice and it's cold. Mm-hmm. Before we go outside into the snow, we have to get dressed warmly, or else we could catch a cold and get a runny nose. Ugh. Yep. Come with me, little dolly. And let's go get our winter duds. This scarf will keep me warm in the winter, huh, Molly? Oops! Oh, sorry, Molly. There, I know how hard it can be to sit up when you fall down in your snowsuit. But we gotta keep warm in wintertime. All set? Let's go! Oh, oops! Can't forget Granny's present, or the clown kazoo, or Molly's fishing rod. Come on, Molly. Isn't this great?
That's right, Snickle Fritz. You roll up the snow into a ball. Nice and round. Just like that.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Snickle Fritz. What you doing?
Hello, Lunetka. We're building a snow clown. Pretty good, huh?
I'll say, but, isn't something missing?
Oi! Of course! The snow clown needs its head. There! All done!
I don't know.
But what else does a snow clown need?
Meow!
Of course! A really snappy hat! Oh! Oh! Oh, and looky here! A radish for a nose!
Okay. There. Oh! And these pieces of coal can be the snow clown's eyes. One, two. There!
Perfect! What a team! Mm-hmm. Don't you just love playing in the snow?
Oh, you bet! And Molly and I are really excited because tonight is
the longest night of the year!
Fathead.
Hi, Lumet. Hi, Granny. Hi, Snickle Fritz.
What are you wearing, Major Bedhead?
Oh, I have on my special longest night of the year outfit. I always wear this for the winter holidays. I've got my official clown courier snowshoes on. Great for getting around in the snowy streets. I've got my holiday bells, so people can hear me coming through the snow. And, of course, I have my mittens and my scarf to keep me warm and toasty.
What's with the hat, Bedhead?
Oh! This is a decoration for your door, Granny.
Oh, thank you, Bedhead.
So, Major Bedhead, did you, bring any, well, you know...
Bring what?
Bring any presents?
Well, maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. You're just gonna have to wait until it's time for all of us to share our gifts and wishes.
He's right. No peeking.
Oh, all right. But when do we give the gifts and wishes?
Well, we'll have to wait until Auntie MacArthur gets here. We don't want to start without her.
Well, where is Auntie MacArthur?
Entrance or what?
You're all covered in snow.
What do you mean? Like this?
Phew! That was a lot of fun.
I think I got snow in my pants.
I wonder how that got there.
Is it just me, or is it getting really cold out?
Oh, winter, why did
you mention it?
I think maybe it's time we went inside to sit by the fire and have some hot cocoa.
Yeah! Yeah! Cocoa!
Hey, please, feet!
Yeah. This way!
Come on, Molly!
Hot cocoa!
Ladies first.
Wipe your feet, huh?
Here you go. Be careful, it's hot.
This is great. There is nothing like a warm fire on a winter night.
Are there any marshmallows in here?
This is so nice.
Yep, it sure is. And fun, too. Oh, playing in the snow and drinking hot cocoa by the fire and getting to stay up all night long.
There is more to this holiday than just getting to stay up all night long, Lunette. This is a very special occasion.
That's right. We celebrate the longest night of the year to remind us about the whole year.
We do? The whole year?
It's winter now, and these are the days when the nights grow long and cold. But it isn't always like this.
In the still of the winter, the yellow star takes its sleep. For the will of the season is calling the night to run deep. Rest your head with your eyes open wide and wear the light of the longest night.
The longest night.
In the spring, the rain brings life. Sweet life.
Sweet life.
Sweet life that grows beside us, around us, and inside us. It will provide us summer's bright sun by its side.
By its side.
In summer, sun breathes birds and bees. To fill our world with blue skies, sunlight shining through skies, forever true skies, hold autumn on the rise. In autumn wind will bring leaves down.
Leaves down.
Things that grow must rest
Things
now, in life they
now.
Must invest now. In winter's golden chest now. To rise again in spring.
Spring.
In the still of the winter,
the yellow star takes
its
sleep.
For the will of the season is calling the night to run deep. Rest your head with your eyes open wide and wait for the light on the longest night.
More to the longest night than just getting to stay up all night long.
Hey, everybody. It's midnight. You know what that means.
Oh,
Granny, my gift to you is these sunflower seeds, and my wish is for your garden to be full of flowers and your heart full of joy.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. Because of you, I'm sure both my garden and my heart will be very full. My turn. My gift to you is this nifty, neato pair of hand-knitted, steel-belted radial slipper socks. My wish for you is to have comfy feet for your travels all around the world.
Oh, gee, Granny, thanks. And look, it goes with my outfit.
Psst, Snickle Fritz, I have a little something just for you.
Meow.
My gift to you is this tail warmer.
Meow.
And my wish for you is to be comfy and warm when you're out playing in the snow.
Meow.
Hey, where'd he go? For me? No, you shouldn't have. Oh, it's a little siren for my handlebars. Oh, I'm sure gonna have fun with this, Snickle Fritz. Thanks for the siren, and thanks for the joy it'll bring me.
My gift to you, Molly, is this rubber fishy. And my wish is that whenever you go fishing, you always have something on the end of your line. Molly?
What is it, Molly? Your fishing heart. You're giving me your heart, Molly? Well, that's so sweet. Look, everybody. Molly's gift to me is her heart. And her wish is for me to have a friend who loves me. Thanks, Molly. Well, I guess that means real comfort and joy comes from the love in someone's heart for you.
And the love you feel for others.
But Molly, what are you going to put on the end of your fishing pole now? Of course! Your rubber fish. Hey, this is just like my rubber chicken, only fishier.
Aw, that's so nice.
Now all we have to do is wait till morning.
What happens then?
Something wonderful.
Something beautiful.
Is it a surprise?
Sort of.
You'll see when the morning comes.
More cocoa, anyone?
Thank you.
Look over there, Lunette.
Where?
Over the rooftops of Clowntown. Right there. See?
The sky's getting brighter.
That's right. It's the sunrise.
Is that what we stay awake for? To watch the sun come up?
After the longest night, the rising of the sun is the prettiest sight in the world.
Here it comes! It's been a long night for you, hasn't it?
It sure has been the longest night. I almost stayed up all night. Oh, I did. I tried. But now I'm tired. Can I go back to bed now?
Sure, honey. I'll see you home.
Annie McCaster, That was really neat. Staying up all night and watching the sun come up, it was
very beautiful. Yes, it was. Now you go get some shut-eye, and we'll all see you later.
Okay,
honey? Happy holidays.
I never thought that staying up all night can make me so tired. So tired. All I want to do is just stretch. Hey? Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So before I fall asleep, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready? Set? Go. I'm all comfy now, and that's a joy. Oh, and our wish for you is to have a wonderful year with lots of hugs and love. Happy holidays. We did it, Molly. We stayed up all night long.
And the clown jumped over the moon.